Matthew chapter 28, verse 1. Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. Behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not fear, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come and see the place where the Lord lay." Amen. I want to talk about God won. God won. Amen. Maybe I should say it this way. God won, the devil lost. Maybe you didn't. You might be thinking I was saying O-N-E, but W-O-N. God won. In order to really understand Easter, you have to appreciate the week before Easter. You've got to understand the trumped up charges. You've got to understand Jesus going before one court after another court, and the witness is lying. I mean, it's very relevant to our times. You've got to understand that he was innocent. In order to appreciate Easter, you've got to understand that there's a battle between good and evil. That there's a battle between right and wrong. And that it looks like on the surface that evil was going to win. That not only would the innocent have to die, but the guilty would be set free. Look at somebody say, "It ain't fair." Yeah. To appreciate Easter, you've got to see that evil had its day and that it reigned for a season and that it appeared that evil would win the battle. Gonna get those, let those things alone, please. Just leave it right there. It appeared as if evil would win. You got to see Jesus on Good Friday being beaten. You got to see him going down Via della Rosa, the way of the cross, being beaten and scandalized and humiliated. You got to see the blood coming out of his side. You got to see him being pierced. You got to see him being stretched high on a cross. You got to see him dying and suffering. You got to see the full picture in order to understand what Easter really means. It's more than a new white robe. It's more than a new dress. It's more than a new suit. It's more than a speech by our kids. And to really understand it, you got to see the nail prints in his hands. You got to see the nails in his feet. You got to hear those seven last words on the cross. And then when you hear that in your mind, when you remember Good Friday, and then not only do you remember how he died, you got to remember that he was buried. That they took him down from the cross and they buried him in a tomb, in a borrowed tomb. And then they put soldiers around the tomb to make sure that no one would come and steal his body. And God stepped in anyhow. That's the good news of Easter, that God will make a way and that God already have the outcome in mind, that God has already got, if you will, the B plan. And God won. How many of you know it's good to know God won? Because it looks like it, from the human mind, it looked like Satan won. I can imagine Satan and all of his demons were having a party on Friday night. And all day Saturday, they were saying, this Jesus that you talked about, this Jesus that went around healing the sick, raising the dead and speaking to the elements, this Jesus, where is he now? He's dead. It looked bad. It looked gloomy. It looked sad. But the good news for us is God is an on-time God. The good news is God can change gloom to glory. God can change depression to delight. God can change a situation that looks bad. I don't know. This is one thing. This is one thing that I want to ask God when I get to heaven. I already asked him, but I want to ask him anew. Lord, why does it take so long for you to come? I mean, why did Jesus have to go through all of that? Why did you come? First of all, why did you come about 4 o'clock on Good Friday? But you know, you can't hurry God. I think sometimes God makes us wait just to show us that it's not about us, but it's about him. And when God gets ready, God can move. That's what our ancestors used to say. When the Lord gets ready, you got to move. And when the Lord gets ready, he moves. And when he moves the stones out of your life. Sometimes you just have to wait. How many of you like me? You don't like waiting, but you just have to wait. I'd prefer that he'd hurry up and come, but sometimes you just got to wait. You got to trust him. You got to give him time because he's a God that you can't hurry. But when God shows up, he can change the situation, and there's nothing the devil can do. But I'm glad about that. You know, some of us throw in the towel too soon. We're going through a little something and we give up on God too soon. Everybody in here going through, if you're not going through anything right now, you've been through something. If you've not been through anything, just keep on living. You're going to go through something. But I want you to know, just because you're down right now don't mean you have to stay down. I want you to know that God's got the power to lift you up. And if he can raise his son Jesus from the dead, I know he can handle your little problem. I know he can handle your little depression. I know he can handle your sickness. I know he can handle your unemployment. He is God all by himself. He's got the whole wide world in your hand. And we got to have the faith that just because he's delayed doesn't mean that he denies. Do I have a witness in here? He can and he will show up. That's what Easter is about. It's about changing defeat into victory. It's about waiting till Sunday morning. It may be Friday in your life right now, but look at somebody and say, Sunday morning is coming. Hallelujah. It's Friday, but Sunday is coming. We live in
a Friday world. Friday's the day of suffering. Friday's the day of misery. I'm not talking about, I know we got this thing, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. That means we're glad to get off from work. For me, it's TGM. Thank God it's Monday. When you think about what Christ suffered on Friday, we're thankful that he suffered on Friday so that we could experience Sunday. Easter is about God has the last word. I know some of you want me to holler and scream. I'll tell you early, you know what we do. Whether I holler and scream, or I just whisper it. God has the last word. Even when things look bad, God has the last word. And that, my friends, is time to celebrate. You've been divorced. God can still put a smile on your face. You've been sick. You've been diagnosed with something. God still can bring you through. You had a bad season in your life, and you got involved in something that embarrassed you, but God can still raise you up and turn you around and give you joy again. Don't you throw in the towel just because you've been through something. You celebrate the fact that Easter is around the corner. It may be Good Friday right now, but Easter is around the corner, and that God can change you. And how many of you are glad that God can surprise you? Most of the time, when we talk about surprises, we always think about the surprise is going to be bad. But the fact of the matter is, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the tomb expecting to find a dead body, expecting to anoint the dead body. But when they got there, the body was not there. They were surprised. God can surprise you positively. He can change your depression. He can change your situation positively. Look at somebody and say, that's my faith. Sometimes people don't want you to believe that things can turn around. Sometimes the worst thing you can do is hang around somebody else to hear their sad story over and over again just because they don't believe things can turn around. Then they don't want you to believe that things can turn around. But you can say, listen, I am a person of the open tomb. I'm an Easter person. I'm an Easter man. I'm an Easter woman. And I believe that God can, surprise me. Fact of the matter is, I've had a few positive surprises in my life. I had a few positive things that happened in my life. I didn't think they were going to happen. I didn't see how they were going to happen. When somebody walked out on me, I didn't see how I was going to make it. But thanks be to God. Look at me right now. I'm doing pretty good. Look at my hat. Look at my shoes. Look how I'm feeling right now. I'm in the house. God surprised me. He opened doors for me. He made a way for me. He picked me up. He turned me around. He gave me a new song. I thank God for surprise. Who are you? Well, on this day, it's not about whether you're a Democrat or not. Not about whether you're a Republican or not. Who are you? I'm an Easter person. I'm a resurrection child. I'm a person of the open tomb. Who are you? I'm a believer. You are a believer. It don't make sense. Jesus got up. I'm a believer. What do you mean you were a believer? I believe God said it. I believe it. What you mean? Who are you? I'm a believer. What do you mean you were a believer? I believe God won. What do you mean God won? I believe that he raised Jesus from the dead. And because he raised Jesus from the dead, he can raise me. I believe that if it had not been for Jesus, I'd still be lost in my sins. I believe that Jesus washed my sins away. I believe that I'm covered by the blood of the Lamb. Who are you? I'm a child of Easter. I'm an Easter child. I'm not an Easter bunny. I'm an Easter child because I believe that Christ paid the price. I'm so glad that he didn't come down from the cross. I'm glad that he stayed on the cross. I'm glad that he died on the cross. But what do you mean? I believe he got up early on Easter Sunday morning. When he got up, did he have any power? Not only did he have some power, he had all power. He had healing power, saving power, forgiving power. He got up on Easter Sunday morning with all power.
In his hands. In his hands.
In his hands. In his hands. He got up with all power.
God won. God won. God won. And because he won. Because he won. Because he lives. We can face tomorrow. Amen. Amen.